Psalm 121 is the second great pilgrim's psalm. It looks at God helping the pilgrims as they are on their way to the holy city to worship the Lord. It is a psalm that has helped many, many people throughout time. A beautiful psalm. And it was probably sung antiphonally. By that I mean, one would sing one line, another would sing another line. For example, I will lift up my eyes into the hills, could be line one. And then the second response to that, from where does my help come? Then we would have, my help comes from the Lord. And then a response to that, who made heaven and earth. And then, he will not permit your foot to totter or to be moved. A response to that, he that keeps you will not sleep. Then, behold, he who keeps Israel will not sleep. A response to that, neither does he slumber or sleep. Then, the Lord is your keeper. Response to that, the Lord is your shade at your right hand. And the sun will not smite you by day, a response, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil, a response, he will keep your soul. And then, the Lord will guard or keep your going out and your coming in, and a response to that from now and forever. So I think it fits well into an antiphonal type of song that no doubt possibly was sung, something like that, with different groups responding to each other as they were going up to the mountain of the Lord to worship him in Jerusalem at one of the great yearly festivals. So we begin in Hebrew, Shir HaMa'alot, a psalm of ascents. Notice, or a song of ascents. Shir is a noun that means song, and then we have a psalm to the ascents, or belonging to the ascents. Notice the lamed here is the inseparable preposition followed by the definite article underneath with the pathak, and then ma'alot is a plural noun from ma'ala, meaning ascent. So a song to the ascents, or of the ascents. I will lift up my eyes into the hills. From where does my help come? Esa einai el heharim. Me ayin yavo ezri. Notice Esa, I will lift up my eyes. Esa is from the root nasa. It's a peinun root, where the noon has assimilated into the scene here. So ensa became Esa. And that doggish forte is showing the assimilation of the noon by progressive assimilation. It's a cow imperfect, first common singular from Nasa. So I will lift up my eyes. Notice a nai is from ayin, meaning eye, and that pathak yod puts it into the plural, showing that it's a plural noun with a pronominal suffix, first common, singular, but put on a plural noun with that pathak yod, which is commonly put on plural nouns. So I will lift up my eyes, el heharim, unto the mountains. El is the preposition unto, heharim is the mountains. Notice har is the noun for mountain, harim is the masculine plural suffix, the mountains, and the he is your definite article here. We have the sigol under the he instead of the comets or pathak, and that happens often when we have two consonants together, two he's together in this kind of a context. So I will lift up my eyes unto the mountains, and then he asked the question, Me'ayin yavo ezri, from where does my help come? Notice the may here is the preposition from, min becoming may, because the nun could not assimilate into the aleph, and so we have compensatory lengthening from ahirik to etzeri. From where, ayin means where, so from where, yavo, does my help come? Notice yavo is from the root bo, a biradical root, meaning to come. It is the cow imperfect, third masculine singular from bo. And ezri means my help. The noun help, ezer, is in construct here with the pronominal suffix first person singular in the hirik yod in the e. So where does my help come from? The question is asked antiphonally, and of course he's going to tell where the help comes from. The mountains here will no doubt refer to Jerusalem as the pilgrims are ascending up to the high elevation of Jerusalem. And that's where God's temple dwelt, and that's from where the help would come. Today, the temple is where Jesus is. Jesus says in John 2, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. So Jesus is in heaven, and that's the Mount Zion today that we need to go to and lift up our hearts to Him, because that's where our help will come. That's where God's dwelling is today, in where Jesus is. That's the new temple. Then as we come to verse 2, he goes on, Ezri me'im Adonai. Notice he says, my help is from the Lord, Osei Shamayim ve'aretz, who made the heaven and the earth, the heavens and the earth. Notice Ezri again from Ezer, and your pronominal suffix, first common singular in the Hirik Yod. And Me'im, from, with the Lord. Again, the compound preposition, the Mem and the Im, from, beside the Lord, or with the Lord, is his help. And then, Osei Shamayim Va'aretz, who made heaven and earth. Notice, Osei is your cal participle, masculine, singular, from Asa, with the oval, and then the Tseri, the one who made Shamayim Va'aretz, the heavens and the earth. Notice, Shamayim is a noun in the dual form, with the ayim ending. And then, Va'aretz, Eretz is the word for earth. It's in pause here since it's coming to the end of the verse. So the segol will lengthen to a comments in a pausal time here at the end of this verse. So the one who made heaven and earth. So our help comes from the Creator. He's going back to Genesis 1. In the beginning, Bereshit bara Elohim et ha-shamayim ve'et ha-aretz. In the beginning, the Lord made the heaven and the earth. So that our help comes from the maker of heaven and earth. We couldn't find a greater help. They tell us that the nearest galaxy, and I've used this illustration many times, is 30 million light years away. Traveling at the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second, in 2 seconds we zip past the moon, we still have 30 million years of travel time at that speed to get to the nearest galaxy, and they tell us that there's millions of them out there further and further away. You could take our Earth and fit it into the sun, I understand, 1,600,000 times. Now, that's amazing when you think about it, and then the sun can fit into some of the stars many times. So that's a good place to have our help. Our help is coming from the one who made the universe, the heavens and the earth. And then he goes on, Al yatein lamot raglecha. He's going to talk about how the Lord is the one who helps us, and He's constantly awake to our needs. He will not give your foot to be moved. Al yanum shomrecha. And He that keeps you will not slumber or will not sleep. Notice, as we look at this verse, Al is just your negative particle. Some want to translate it in a volitional way as sort of like a jessive. May He not give your foot to be moved. And that's possible, but I'm wondering if He's not speaking more in a clear, confident statement here. He will not ever, being the idea, suffer your foot or give your foot to be moved. So yitain is from natan. It's a peinun verb where the nun has assimilated into the tav, yintain becoming yitain, again by progressive assimilation. Cow imperfect, third masculine singular with the yod prefix. He will not give to totter. Lamot is from the root mut, to totter or to stagger. And notice it is an infinitive, a cow infinitive construct with the lamed. So He will not give or permit your foot to stagger or to totter. Notice raglecha is from the noun rego, meaning foot, and cha is your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So He will not permit your foot to stagger or to totter. So notice He is going to protect you as you're climbing this mountain, as wherever you're going, as we head toward meeting the Lord someday. He promises as a Christian to protect those that are His pilgrims. Al yanum shomrecha. He will not sleep, that is the one who keeps you. Notice again, Al, He will surely never sleep is the idea. Yarun, yanum, is your cow imperfect third masculine singular from the root num, to sleep. So it's a biradical root. He will not slumber, or the one who keeps you. Notice shomerecha is from the root shamar, to keep. It is a cow active participle masculine singular with the oval, the cholam, and then cha is your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular, and we have the segol as a hinge vowel. So the He will not slumber, that is the one who keeps you. What a beautiful statement here, and He goes on to repeat it, that the Lord's always watching. He's not falling asleep like the gods of Baal, or the god Baal, for example, in Kings, 2 Kings 18, or 1 Kings 18. Elijah said, maybe he's asleep. You need to wake him up. And so the good news is, the Lord never sleeps. And he goes on to reiterate that, Hine lo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Behold, He does not sleep, nor does He slumber, the one, or we could translate it, He does not slumber nor sleep, the one who keeps Israel. Notice the statement of declaration here. Lo means he never slumbers. It's the same kind of lo that's used in the Ten Commandments, the last five commandments. He will never slumber. Like lo tignob, you shall never commit adultery. Lo has the idea of never. So the Lord never slumbers, velo yishan, nor does He sleep. Notice yanum is again the cow imperfect third masculine singular from num, a biradical root, to slumber. And velo, the conjunction ve, and then the negative particle lo, yishan, is simply your cow imperfect, third masculine singular from yashan, nor does he sleep. This is a peyod verb. In Hebrew, you have historically peyod verbs and peyvav verbs historically. This, no doubt, was a historically peyod verb because the yod continues here, where had it been a peyvav verb, it would have read differently. The yod continues to appear in this cow imperfect third masculine singular from yashan. For example, a peyvav verb like shuv in the imperfect, or yashav in the imperfect, was vashav, becoming yeshav in the imperfect. So this is not yeshan, but yishan, showing that the yod here was always there, permanently there, a permanent peyod verb. But at any rate, Shomer Yisrael, the one who keeps Israel, notice the holim vav followed by the tseri is showing a cow participle masculine singular. The one who keeps Yisrael does not slumber or sleep. It is interesting, what a beautiful assurance that the Lord never goes to sleep. We have to sleep. We get tired. Young men grow weary and tired, Isaiah 40 tells us. But the Lord never sleeps. And I had a pastor years ago who said, I used to stay up all night worrying about things in the church, but I decided, since the Lord never slumbers or sleeps, there's no use that both of us should stay up all night. So I've often thought about that. And it's wonderful to know we, as a Christian, those who believe in the Lord, can know that He's always watching. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they never sleep. They're always aware of what's going on and watching, and nothing can ever sever us from their gaze, from their watch. Actually, we are carved into the palm of their hands. Isaiah will use that kind of imagery. So we can be assured that we have a Lord that never is going to take a nap on us. He's always watching. He's always caring for us in our spiritual pilgrimage through life as we're headed for that heavenly Zion to be with the Lord. And then he goes on, in verse 5, after talking about how that he's always watching, how he is our constant sleepless watcher, then we come to the Lord is your keeper. Adonai Shomerecha, Adonai Tzocha al Yad Yaminecha. Beautiful Hebrew here. The Lord is your keeper. Shomerecha is the cow participle with the O vowel here, masculine singular from shamar, with the pronominal suffix in the cha, second masculine singular, and the helping vowel, antitiptic helping vowel in the sigol. So the Lord is your keeper, constantly keeping you, and the Lord is the shade at your right side. Adonai tzelcha al yad yaminecha. Notice tzelcha is from tzel, meaning shade. It's in construct here with cha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So the Lord is your shade at upon your right hand. Al is your preposition. Yad, again, is the word for hand. Upon the hand, your right, we have the adjective in yaminecha, and the noun in yad, hand. And notice, yamin, meaning right, is in construct here with the cha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So the Lord is your shadow at or by your right hand. In other words, the Lord's always right beside you, providing a shadow. And in hot climate, one of the beautiful pictures is that the Lord provides a shadow for us, to cover us, sort of like Jonah, when he had that covering that he was happy for, and then when the Lord taught him a lesson by removing it, it was upsetting for him. So, basically, the shadow is what the Lord is. He's like a shade tree that covers us. On a hot day, there's nothing like going under a shade tree. I remember I used to play baseball when I was young, and we would get out in the sun all day and play a little game of baseball, and it would be so wonderful to go under the shade and get a drink of water and just relax. Well, the Lord gives us that shade. He's at our right hand constantly shading us. I'm reminded as a Christian in Romans chapter 8, where it says that nothing can ever sever us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He is that constant shade at our right side. But then as we go on, he continues to talk about how he protects us from the sun and the moon. Notice, Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakecha V'Yareach B'Laila. That is, by day the sun will not smite you, nor the moon by night. Notice, Yomam is from the word Yom, meaning day, and Am actually means by day. It's a verbal type accusative. By day, in other words, the sun will not smite you by day. And then notice HaShemesh, Ha is the definite article, Shemesh is the noun meaning sun, will never, again that lo. And then notice the form that he uses here, Yakecha, will never cause you to be smitten. The sun could smite someone and they could have a sunstroke. I remember one time I had a sunstroke and it was awful. I just felt so ill with it. And that's the imagery here. And the verb, yakecha, is from the root nakach. It's a pay noon verb where the noon has assimilated into the kaf, the first kaf. And notice the A followed by the segol, yakecha. We're looking at a hifil, imperfect, third masculine singular from nakah. So the sun will not cause you to be smitten. And notice the ka is your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So the Lord will not allow you or cause you to be smitten by the sun. V'yareach b'layla, nor the moon by night. You've heard of lunacy, people being moon sick. And that's the idea here, that the moon cannot cause us to have some type of dementia of some sort. So he's speaking of the protection that the Lord gives night and day. And yareach is just your noun for moon. And balayla means in the night. Notice the bait is your preposition, the inseparable preposition with the definite article in the pathak. And layla means night. Nor the moon by night. So we're under constant protection by the Lord. I'm reminded, as I think about the New Testament, in Revelation chapter 7, the 144,000, which many feel is a depiction of the people of God coming out of this world as the new Israel of God, or as the final Israel of God, protected by the Lord, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. We're told in verses 15, 16, and 17, on account of this, they're before the throne of God, and they worship Him day and night in His temple. And the one who sits upon the throne will tent among them. In other words, there's a day and night worship, no fear of being smitten by the sun or the moon, and no hunger. And so the text goes on, in verse 16 of Revelation 7. They shall not hunger, nor shall they thirst, nor shall the sun fall upon them. There we have the idea of the sun smiting them. It's interesting, nor any heat. They can't have a heat stroke. In Revelation 21 and 22, in the new heaven and new earth, there is no sun anymore because Jesus, the Lamb, provides the light. And so there's no need of a sun in Revelation 21 and 22. And notice verse 17, because the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall shepherd them, and he will guide them unto wells of living water. Beautiful imagery of eternity. And God will wipe away every tear from their eye. An allusion to Isaiah 25. So when we look at this text and look at it through the lenses of the New Testament and through the lenses of the redemption of Christ, what a glorious hope that a believer in Jesus has in that eternal Zion where there will be no more sun to smite or moon to cause issues, because the Lord himself will be there. Jesus will be the light. Then as we go on, he goes on in verses 7 and 8 to again encourage the reader that God is going to be constantly there and keeping us from all evil. Adonai yishmorcha mekol ra, yishmor et nafshecha. The Lord shall keep you from all evil, from every evil thing. Notice the Lord yishmorcha, from shamar, cow imperfect, third masculine singular, with the yod prefix, and the cha, with the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. The Lord will keep you from all evil, or from every evil thing. Men, as the noon has assimilated into the kaf, and kol here means every, and then ra is the adjective meaning evil, and we could supply things. So the Lord will keep you from every evil thing. Yishmor et nafshecha, he will keep your soul. Yishmor, from shamar again, a verb, cow imperfect, third masculine singular with the yod prefix, and et, the sign of the direct object, he will keep your nafshecha, is from nefesh, meaning soul. And notice it's in construct with cha, your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So he will keep your soul. What a beautiful assurance that the Lord is going to keep our life. He's going to guard it and protect it. And again, I go back to how that nothing can pluck us out of the Lord's hands, we're told, if we're believers in Jesus. And he said, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age, Matthew 28. And also that nothing can ever sever us from his love. So he knows the hairs of our head, and he will keep our soul. And then finally, Adonai Yishmor Seitecha Uvo Echa Meata Va'ad Ulam. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming from now and forever. Notice again, Yishmor is just your cow imperfect, third masculine singular from Shamar. And then Seitecha is from Yatsa, to go out. It's a peyod verb, where that yod has dropped out. It was historically a peyvav verb, where the vav has elided, vatsa, dropped out, and that tsait here with the tav is showing an infinitive construct. So it's a cow infinitive construct with the pronominal suffix in the cha, second masculine singular. So the Lord will keep your going out. U is simply your conjunction. And, interesting, rather than ve vo echa, it's u vo echa, because in that context, when you have labials back to back, the vav and the bet, the u or the vav conjunction changes to a shurik. So and your going out. Notice, boecha is from the root bo, to come in. So he will keep your going out and your coming in. And notice that ha is your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular, with your helping vowel in your sigol. Again, a cal infinitive construct with ha. So we're looking at how he keeps us throughout the day, throughout our years, when we go out, let's say, outside, when we come home, when we come back, or just an idiomatic way of saying all of our going forth and coming, going and coming. He will take care of us. I'm reminded of the song, God will take care of you, whate'er betide. And so there's a beautiful picture here of the Lord's care, me'ata ba'ad olam, from now and forever. Me'ata, we have the preposition min, where the noon has elided. We have compensatory lengthening then to show that, from ahirik to etzeri. And ata means now, from now, ba'ad olam, and unto ever, or unto the age. Ad olam is another way of saying simply forever. And what a beautiful picture of the Lord's care, that nothing can ever sever us from His love, and He's going to protect us in all of our goings throughout life and even into eternity. And so while this pilgrim psalm looked historically at the pilgrims going up to Jerusalem to worship at the festivals, the three different Jewish festivals of the year, how beautiful it is to see its New Testament application as a believer in Jesus as Lord and Savior. How wonderful the eternal reassurances that come from this great, great psalm. We can thank the Lord that He is our keeper, that He takes care of us. We're on a pilgrimage to that eternal city, that eternal Zion. And as we are on this pilgrimage, we can rest assured that He'll be our shade, He'll be our protector, and He never slumbers nor sleeps.